So we said you need an esrog. This Mishnah spoke about an esrog. So if you need an esrog, how do you know? It doesn't say esrog in the Torah. Believe it or not. It doesn't say anything about esrog in the Torah. So how do you know that it's discussing esrog? Zok to Gemara, Tanur Rabbanon. Gemara is going to say four reasons how to know about an esrog. It says pre eitz hada. The pasuk says pre eitz hada. So we say eitz. Yeah. Shatam eitzah yupiyo yishava. That the taste of the wood, of the branch, and the fruit are similar. And what is that? Havayim is an esrog. Now, does it taste literally the same? Obviously not, but it has some bitterness to it, has some yuris to it. So therefore, that's why we know that, so it says pre-eitz hada, why are we mentioning about eitz? Pre-hada. Why pre-eitz hada? It's coming to teach you that the time of the eitz and the time of the pre are similar, the similarities to it. But the more of a palate, maybe it's a pepper. Kedetanya like we're looking at Braisa. We're talking about Allah. Allah is the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat from the tree. So it says in Matatem kol eitz. Any day show eitz machal. We're talking about eating the fruit. So it says lo ye achal. So it says in Matatem kol eitz machal. That's what the pasuk says. Planting. Any eitz machal, what you eat. Obviously, we're talking about food, what you eat. Fruit, what you eat. Any day show eitz machal. Matam olam eitz machal. Why does it have to say something which you eat? So we say eitz, shatam eitz, so you pee and shove. Havaima, what is that? Zepapala. That's peppers. Peppers, the tree of the pepper, hot peppers, taste like the fruit, vegetable. So over there is with his Allah. The lamnach shapapala, chayavan ba'ala, papala, chayavan ala. Vein etzisol, chaser klum. And another thing is, etzisol is not missing anything. Shanema, lo yisech sakoil ba. So Bekitzis, the Gemara is asking you coming to tell me that it's esrog, because esrog tastes like the tree. It should be papalin. Papalin also tastes like the tree. So why do we need a brisa for it? Does peppers taste like a tree? So then obviously it's not esrog. We need a raya from a brisa. It's a metzias de geshayla. What fruit does the tree taste like?
Esrog.
And now we have papalin also. So why do we need a brisa to teach you, oh, how do I know papalin tastes like it? Because we have a brisa. Ramea told you. Does it or doesn't it? Because send out your oncologist, whatever you call this dude. Yeah, send it. What's the matzis?
Maybe people don't usually eat trees.
So, yeah. Start tasting the trees. I mean, Ramey is the one that tasted the tree.
I think if he knew it about esrog, he knew it about
yeah, I don't know. He knew about papalin. Yeah, Moshe? Yeah. Good question, no? No, Ramazda? I gave you a whole month to work on this. No? Mistama, what I was thinking, the pshat is, I didn't say to ask it. I'm thinking that esrog, you eat that branch, it's not an esrog. Obviously not, right? It's not. There's just some type of meriah, something that a shaykh does. That means you could taste every tree, it might have some taste that, once it's grown with it, an apple tree. So maybe there's something, but obviously it's not enough for chazal. These things, they don't taste literally like it, they just has some similarity, something. That if you're going to taste the branch, then there'll be some juice of it or something maybe that has a connection to it. That would be. So we need Chazal to tell us that, yeah, this is enough of a taste to tell you that Tam Eitzah Piyah Shavah. We know already after, I mean, the Bereshit wanted that all the Eitzim should be created and taste like Shasheh Shemei Bereshis. The Bereshit wanted it to taste like the fruit and it didn't listen. So obviously even Esrog didn't listen, nothing listened. But there is something in an esrog tree that tastes like an esrog, something. And something in papalin, in a pepper tree, that tastes like, now papalin, peppers grow on a tree?
Isn't that the Gemara's chiddush, that they grow so low, that's why
you... Right, they grow on a bush. So even though they grow so low, you still have some dinim to it.
Otherwise I wouldn't need to...
Right, exactly. The tree is tam asana. That's good. So in fact, the Gemara is asking that maybe it's papalin. How do you know it's esrog? Maybe it's papal and peppers. And for the Gemara, hasa mishum dolay efshe. But it's not possible. What you do? Ninket chada. Should you take one pepper? Lo minker likichasa. It's so small that you can't tell. No, we didn't say you have to be able to tell. know that. We have a shiva. Eggers, we have a shiva. It's hard to, it has to be nice. I mean, it's not shaykh. It's not.
Well,
you can find a poem
that are the size of an eggers.
Understand, but since that's not what the, it's not what the Ikapri is, so yeah.
Rabbi, Kaplan talks about what you were talking about with the taste.
Yeah.
It said that the rind.
Right, I know it is. I saw that. Right. Right, no, but it doesn't answer my question.
Why not?
Because my question was that why do we need a braisa to tell you that papaya don't taste? I could go check and taste it. If it does, it does. Or go check any fruit. If it doesn't taste, like. We don't need Rameya to that. We need to know Metzias. Whoever tastes fruit, whoever tastes trees, would know this. It's nothing to do with Rameya. So Tazimar, Ninka Treya Itlasa. Why don't you take two or three? If you can't see it, one you can't see, so take two or three. And you'll be able to see it because they have that many. It says one pri, not two or three pairs. Hilkach Le'afsha. Now what was the Gemara really thinking? If you take two or three, you can't see one of them. So I guess you see the other ones, that knows. It's like an interesting type of Gemara. One of them can't be seen. So the din wouldn't be that you have to see all of them. It would just be you have to see it. And now the way to see it is to have a different aid, to put it like right on top of your hand and hold it like this, and you'll be able to see it also. I mean,
I think you see it. The Gemara does a minker look. Obviously, you see it in your hand.
Right. So what does it mean? It's not enough.
It's not large noticeable. Enough. It's not big enough.
So now you have two.
You have three. It's a pretty large. It's a size. It's sheer that you need.
I said, but didn't make it bigger. It's just like.
Didn't make each one bigger.
Right. Just.
Why did you say it's a seed?
Right. Because. It's a lot of shame about that. That's a good shot. Because a pepper itself, a hot pepper is not so small. They have pictures of it.
Ikapri by pepper is the seed inside it, not the.
And the esrog.
The esrog, you take it with the rind and everything. It has
right.
Skin as well.
Yeah, no, you're saying it. I know it's not about what you eat. It's about. Hey, look, I mean, this is a hot pepper. I'm sure you've seen it, right? It's not so small. This could be.
Who told you that the picture is it's bigger.
Oh, in the picture? It's even bigger than this?
No.
The
picture is bigger.
Oh, it's bigger. Okay. Yeah. After the Gemara. Oh, so that's the Gemara's tired. So that's how I know you need an esrog because it says Pirei Tzadah. Zok Gemara Vayta. Rabbi Yoime. Rabbi says a different taitch in Hadar. Tiki Hadar Ela Hadir. What's that? That's a place where you keep your sheep. Right? So now hada hadir, ma deer yizay yesh by gedoy lemuktanim, just like a deer, hasn't it? Large sheep and small sheep. To me, min a balim woman. Hachanam yesh by gedoy lemuktanim. So too by us. So too by Esrog has small ones, big ones. To me, min a balim woman. So therefore. You need, therefore, that's how I know. Hadar creates Hadar. We're saying Hadir. Zok the Gemara, Atu Shapeis Lesbu Gedolim Uktanim. To me, in a Bali moment, other fruit. Every tree has large apples, small apples. What's that? What's Esrog? And for the Gemara, no. What does it mean? Alachikama. Atchaboyin Ktanim Adayin Gedolim Kayamin. When the small ones come in, the old ones, the large ones are still around. Which means every tree. The ripens and then the season's over and then it falls down and then it starts another season. Shekem Esrog, it stays from year to year.
So you can have 3 years to grow up.
Yeah. So you can have Esrogim there from 1 year to the next. You don't have them any other tree. Altikihada, he learns the same thing, but he just dashes a different word. Altikihada Ella Dava Shadar Beilana Mishana Lishana, something which lives. Hadar, something which lives from year to year. An esrog lives on a tree from year to year. That's the third mandama. Benazayim altiki hadar elo idus.
That's the same thing.
It's the same type of drasha. It's just he dashes deer,
right?
And he says, yeah, but it's the same. Explains. Benazayim altiki hadar elo idur. Elo hidur. What is that? Shekem belashi yivani kayin lemayim idud. Idur, hidur. It's called water. Ve'ezehi shegada kol mayim, which tree is grown on complete water, havayim is esrig, that's esrig. Esrig could be grown completely in water. Today we have plants that grow in water also, right? Hydroponics, what's it called? Yeah. But that's not the normal. And that's why it's a shiloh over there, what bracha make. Something's grown completely in water. But his story is saying esrig is the only plant, is the only tree that grows completely in water.
But what does that mean? It grows in water.
It
puts it in water,
dumps
it in.
No, it needs a lot of water.
There's it's not enough. It's not enough the rainwater, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
That means, remember the Gemara Kedushin discusses it. There's many places that there are some fruit that is enough for the rainwater. You don't have
this
to.
This needs extra water.
This is extra water. Yeah.
Irrigation is not enough either. It needs
you to keep them wet. Esrig is very delicate. How do you? Yeah, let go. Zokti mo avait shel hashev shel yani dachas pasul. The Mishnah said if it comes from a hashev tree and the dachas pasul. Zokti mo my time. Why is it pasul? Kivon de l'sreifa kai. Since you have to burn it, if din avay desire to it, you have to burn it. Ketuse mechta shiure. It's like it's missing a shear. What does that mean? It means we have a shear to esrig, we have a shear of egos, we have a shear of a kebaya. It has to have a certain amount, but since you have to burn it, so it's like it doesn't have a shear. Now what does that mean? I mean, why does it need a shear? For you to be able to see it, for you to be minka. So, I don't care if it's supposed to be burnt and it's not like it has a shear. In Metzias, does it have a shear? It's there. That's it, but it's there. Who cares if it's like, if you're supposed to burn it, so it's like it's missing a shear.
You have chametz in your rishus on Pesach? No, because you mafker it, right? But it's there. It's yours. But we understand there's such a musik by us that you mavatl it and it's not here.
Right. No.
There's a similar concept over here. You mavatl it. To us, it's non-existent to us. It's in my hands, but it's non-existent to us.
See what you're saying?
Yeah.
He's saying it very good there. He's saying that we're not... you can't explain this to a guy. It's not here. What do you mean it's here, right? It's such a musig that even though it's completely here, but that's not considered here. That means what we're trying to say is that Chazal gave it a shir. It's not stam. It's not stam because minka l'kichasa, they should be able to see or something. It's for real. It has to be for real that it's here. Yeah, it's not here. Yeah. Okay. Zok gemara v'ayta. Shall ol pasul. Why is ol pasul? Ol is the first 3 years of the tree. You now don't have enough of it. So why is it possible? So at my time, I plead by Abchia, by Oven, by Amasi. The two men that argue, we don't know who says what. Chadam alifisha ein behet achila. You can't eat it. So who needs to eat the esrig? You can make esrig jelly afterwards. You don't have to make esrig jelly. What's wrong with not eating it?
It's called a
purge. So Rashi says, it says, lachem. Haruyi lachem b'chol darke an asay. Has to be right to you completely. And all darke of anah. Even though you're not going to eat it, but it has to be roy for you to eat. Spoiled esrig won't be considered to eat as chadama. So therefore, arla can't be eaten. Therefore, it's pasul. The chadama the fish ain't, but the mamin, there's no value to it. It's asaba no, no shava pruta. So meila has to be shalachem, yours, something which has absolutely no value, has no din of yours.
How do you explain that? What bishlam is that you can't eat it?
Tak can't eat it.
Right.
Yeah.
But what does it mean that it has no value?
It's asabana.
It's
no,
not called shalchem.
So therefore what? Therefore it's not called shalchem?
Yeah. Something that's very interesting. If you own something that's not, there's no value to it, someone else is allowed to steal. There's absolutely no problem with stealing it.
No,
there's no such thing. It's not lachem.
But it's my fault. That's not the taich.
Again, it's something that has to be lachem. There's only Yitzhak Zeyla and something which is lachem. If there's no lachem, there's nothing to it. Now, we might as well just try to stomach the taich and the what?
That
even though it's not lachem, but it's yours.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means it's us to steal it, just it's Michael. So
it's not about Michael.
Because
we
had to steal it.
But do you have no value?
Yeah.
But to me, it has value.
But
what does
it mean? It has value.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. It's us to steal. It's just not trying to pay back.
You can't take it?
So we call it. I mean, so it's not.
I don't know what they do. That's a good shadow. That's a good shadow. Gemara by Metzia. If for you it's not worth the shadows, if you find something less than a shavu prut, you're not mechuyev to return it. But if for you it's worth more, for the finder it's worth more, for the loser it's not worth, you might ask the question. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So one Mandama says, Ein Be'et Achila, you can't eat Allah. And one Mandama says, Ein Be'et Mamon, there's no value to it. So the Gemara, Kasaka Daite, we thought, Man the boy Het Achila, like boy the Mamon. The one that says that you need Het Achila, he doesn't care about Mamon, even if it does have Mamon, doesn't have Mamon, it doesn't make a difference. And Man the boy did Mamon, like boy Het Achila, each one doesn't hold of another. That means he holds that you need Mamon, even if it has Het Achila, it doesn't make a difference, and it would be possible. Zakh Gemara can't be Tnan. Shall Truma Tmei? Our Mishnah said Truma Tmei is possible. Bishlam the Mandam of Fishayim Behata Achila Shape. Let the Mandam, and everyone agrees to that. That Truma Tmei, which cannot be eaten by a Kayan, can't be eaten by anyone, it's possible. So the Gemara, if you hold it, Ein Behata Achila, that's why it's possible Shape, because you can't eat it. El the Mandam of Fishayim Badin Mammon, because it's not worth anything. Amay, Masika Tachastav Shiloi, you could use it to burn underneath your pot. You can use it for wood. So if so, you have enough of it. So why does everyone agree that it's possible? The mandam that says that the reason why oil is not good is because it has no value. So over here it has some value, so why is it possible? Everyone agrees that it has to be mutter to be eaten. If it's not mutter to eat, you cannot use it faster. Therefore, truma tmei is possible. Keep pligi with the mammon. Where they're arguing, does it also need to have mammon to it? Value. Ma'asav ha'heter achila be'inon, din mammon lay be'inon. One man the Amma says, it needs heter achila, it needs to be right to be eat, but to be value, we don't care about it. Ma'asav ha'din mammon ame be'inon. Also needs to have value to it. Now what's the difference? Ma'ay be'nayu. So tomorrow, ikka be'nayu, there's a difference. Ma'ay se'shedu she'bishalayim alibidu ha'me'ay. We know, the first 2 years of after Shemitah, you bring Ma'aser Sheni, and the fourth and the fifth year. So now, what do you do with Ma'aser Sheni? You bring it up to Yerushalayim and you eat it. It's a machlokes Shemeiach Chachamim. Is it called Mamon Gavaya or Mamon Adin? What's the difference? Could you be Mekadosh Yisha with it? Could you take it and be Mekadosh Yisha? You have your Ma'aser Sheni. Could you go ahead and be Mekadosh your wife? So Rameyah says, it's mamon gavaya, you're allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to be mekadosh your wife with it. So therefore, it doesn't have din mamon. So lamanda amal, if you she'im ba'at ha'achila, hare yesh ba'at ha'achila, you're allowed to eat from it, so you're allowed to use it for asr gusso. But lamanda amal, if you she'im ba'din mamon, ma'isa she'ni mamon gavaya hu. Ma'isa she'ni is mamon gavaya, and it doesn't have din mamon, you can't be mekadosh isha with it, so therefore, you won't be able to use it for a asr anyantif. We'll bring a riot to Rav Asi that says that there's no mammon. The Amar Rav Asi, Esrik Shamay Sashen, the Devi Ameya, Ein Adam Yetzir, the Chavasa Beyantiv. So he said, here's Rav Asi says, like Ameya, even though it could be eaten, but you can't be Yetzir. Why? Because Ein Badin Mammon. The Vacham that say that Esrik Shamay Sashen, you do is mammon headed, you could be Mekalish Isha with it. So this time, the Rav Raya, the Rav Asi, was the one that said it's dependent on mammon. It has to be your ownership, not just enough that you could eat it. It has to be your mammon. It can't be mammon gavai. Zakti Gemara Gufa. We look in the Brayse. Amar Rav Asi, Esrik Shamay Sasheni, the Rav Meir, Ein Adam Yotzi the Chavasa Biyantiv, like we just said, because you don't have any bias to it. Rav Meir says it's mammon gavai. You could be yaitzi yechi with yantiv. Another halacha. Matzah shal ma'aser sheni. Matzah ma'aser sheni. Divrei Rameyah. Ein adam yaitzi v'dechavasa b'pesach. You're not yaitzi Pesach. You have this matzah, even though you're sitting in Yerushalayim, and you have ma'aser sheni. You're not yaitzi with it. Why? Because it's mamon gavaya. Divrei Chacham adam yaitzi v'dechavasa b'pesach. Chacham, you are yaitzi Pesach. Isa shal ma'aser sheni. Dov ma'aser sheni. Divrei Rameyah. Ptur menachala. Let your mayor part of him chal de bechachamim chayeves bechal. Let your mayor part of him chal. It's not yours.
Why the matzah can't be
mamgavay? Oh, we're gonna see. I was gonna ask it. De bechachamim chayeves bechal. Let the chamim. You are chayev and chal. Why is that? The mask of our papa. Bishlay meisa. Mechala, Ksiv, Reish, Arisa, Seichem. Reish, Arisa, Seichem has to be yours. Arisa, Seichem, yours. Esrig, Nami, Ksiv, Lachem, Yishalachem, has to be yours. Ela Matzah, Miksiv, Matzaschem. Does it say your matzah? Doesn't say anything about your matzah. You can have someone else's matzah. Kozman, you could eat it. It should be okay. Zok Shu'ula or anything, whatever it is. Amra Bashmuel, Vitem Rabbi Yemi Bashalmiya. Ask your lechem lechem. You learn a lechem lechem. Ksiv hacha, lechem ayini by matzah, it says. Lechem ayini by ksiv hasam. Vahoya ba'al cholchem mi lechem aretz, it says by chala. You're going to eat it. Just like bechala, it has to be yours. You don't give challah of something which is not yours. V'loy mishal ma'ase afkan. That's for ma'ase sheni. Afkan mishalachem. V'loy mishal ma'ase. So too over here by matzah has to be yours and not from ma'ase. Talk to Gemara. Let's bring a raya to all this. What we said. Tervasi. Isa shal ma'ase sheni p'turim min achala. Dough for ma'ase sheni is patur min achala. Divrei ameya. What we just said. The ameya says momen gavaya. So let's say it's a raya. This is it. It's not just let's say. We just put a brace that says claw like a vase. It's not just let's say. What we're trying to think, bring from this brace is once they're arguing by chala, they're arguing by everything, by esrik and by matzah. Idilma, or maybe shiny isa, the amakra. It says Arisei Seichem twice. So over there, by Chala is where Dafka we need to be yours completely. Mashen came by Esrig. It just says Lachem once. And Matzah. When he's learned that a Chala, over there you would think maybe you need, you can have it from Mom and Hedit, Mom and Gavai. It doesn't make a difference.
If had it said Arisei Seichem once, then I would have learned that everywhere.
Yeah.
Now that it says twice.
Now it says twice. I think maybe Dafka Bechala, this Braisa is talking about Dafka Bechala, Mashenka, and all other places, not. So that's why Lame Messiele, maybe it is a right, maybe it's not a right. It's
really,
not clear.
Really, you'd be able to be Kaddish and Isha, even if it's not called totally Shalchem, because he still has it, you can't steal it from him. There's some veil on it. It's still yours that you can eat it. But the problem is, the Isha will think it's she wants to have the whole thing. If it wasn't for that Isha, there wouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
So
sounds good. Could you go to someone else's? How do you eat in someone else on Shabbos?
Because the wife has the right to get.
No. I'm saying, it's to be kind on Shabbos. You're kind of the food, right? You make a kinyan while you pick it up.
Not definitely, though.
Huh?
It's not that.
Can you go ahead and take the chicken?
This mekamek was the Easter drop on him. There's no Easter drop,
when you come there.
The Rabbanim never asked this because mekamek.